The American Red Cross has seen a surge in residential fires across northeast Arkansas. Disaster manager Jody Carter says the number of fires the organization responds to has jumped drastically in the last month.
The Red Cross averages about one residential fire response a day. Since Christmas, we've been running triple that, running more like three a day. And most of them are related to sources of heat. Folks that are trying to keep their houses warm. Space heaters are causing a lot of fires. We have some furnace fires, and then others from just creative ways of trying to heat their home.
Carter says 17 fires occurred in 1 week alone when the deep freeze hit Arkansas. That's when temperatures plunged into the single digits and wind chills were well below zero. 250 volunteers are stationed across northeast Arkansas to help families that are displaced by fires. He tells what volunteers do to help those who've been affected by fires.
We talk to them about what their immediate needs are. Because if you think, what do you need to get through the next 3 days? If you or just anybody was at work or out and about on their normal day, and they got the call that their house had burned down, what is it that you're going to need to get through the next few days? Well, you're going to need a place to go, food, clothes, maybe life essential meds. For some folks, there could be some medical devices that they have to have, CPAP machines or humidifiers or things of that sort. And we want to make sure that they've got that. In addition, they might have some emotional reaction and need some support of some counseling.
And Carter says volunteers can also provide important information for families to start the rebuilding process.
In addition to the tangible needs, people need information. What do I do once my house burns down? How do I file an insurance claim? How do I go through the rubble to see what I can find? Who else is out there to help me? What other resources can I call upon? And we know a lot of those resources and a lot of those processes, and we can provide information and help people walk through the next couple of weeks. As they begin to recover from this disaster.
And Carter says the American Red Cross is bracing for another round of bitter cold weather this week and more cold in February. He gives some tips on how to safely stay warm.
The biggest pieces of advice that we have for folks is to be fire aware. Watch those space heaters. Keep space heaters away from anything that is flammable. Pay attention to the space heaters. If you're going to have a fire in a fireplace, make sure there's a screen that is in front of the fireplace. If you're going to be running any powered equipment, don't be running them indoors. Make sure that they're ventilated so we don't have carbon monoxide issues. But by far, the most common is watch those space heaters. The other thing that people can do is get renter's insurance. Get renter's insurance. It's very affordable. Renter's insurance will help folks replace what is lost after a fire. If you're renting your home or if you're renting an apartment, the insurance that the owner has on that structure does not cover your contents. So get renter's insurance would be the other piece of advice we'd have for folks, secondary to be careful of those space heaters.
And Carter says residential fires have affected houses, mobile homes, and rental properties. Carter says over 40 families have been affected in the last month due to the increase in the number of fires. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.